With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has told U.S. House lawmakers in New York today she has no knowledge of Jeffrey Epstein's crimes and doesn't recall ever meeting him. But James Comer, the Republican chairman of the House Oversight Committee, says the committee has questions about Epstein's financial interactions with the Clintons.
We know that Jeffrey Epstein said many times in emails that he was the first person to raise money for the Clinton Initiative, the Clinton Foundation, that he solicited money at some of his properties for the Clinton Foundation. Again, that's not saying anything's illegal, but there are a lot of questions pertaining to Secretary Clinton with respect to Epstein and his involvement in the Clinton Initiative.
Former President Clinton is expected to testify behind closed doors tomorrow. A judge says President Trump's White House ballroom project can move forward for now. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A federal judge has rejected a preservationist group's request to block the Trump administration from continuing construction of the $400 million ballroom. The group had sought an order pausing the ballroom project until it undergoes multiple independent reviews and wins approval from Congress. On social media, President Trump hailed the ruling as great news. The White House East Wing was demolished last year to make room for the ballroom. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran and the United States held hours of indirect negotiations over Tehran's nuclear program, but walked away without a deal. That left the danger of another Mideast war on the table Thursday as the U.S. has gathered a massive fleet of aircraft and warships in the region. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 17 points, the Nasdaq dropped 273. This is SRN News. A California lawmaker moves to protect churches.
Republican State Senator Shannon Grove has introduced a bill that would increase the penalties for disrupting a worship service. The legislation is a response to the recent invasion of a Minnesota church by protesters opposed to President Trump's immigration policies. Grove's bill would impose felony penalties, including fines of up to $5,000 and 16 months in jail. Other states are considering similar measures. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom is a big priority for the Southern Baptist Convention, and Dr. Christopher Schellen is not surprised. The professor at Star King School for the Ministry in California says it's in the blood, adding Baptists faced legal obstacles and sometimes violent persecution in the 13 colonies with established churches. And so they became fierce advocates for religious liberty during the American Revolution and the framing of the Constitution. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Good news for those hoping to get into the housing market. Mortgage rates have now dropped below 6%.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate dropped this week to 5.98%. That's its lowest level since September 2022. The average rate has been hovering around 6% this year, reflecting a pullback in the long-term bond yields that lenders use as a guide to pricing home loans. The latest decline in rates comes as the spring home buying season gets rolling. I'm Alex Vega.
The worst day for NVIDIA stock since last spring drugged the U.S. market lower, even though most stocks were rising today. But such blowout performances have become typical for the AI chip company, and its stock fell toward its worst day since April. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up by 17 points, the S&P 500 down 37, and the NASDAQ lost 273. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.